Hey, you hear that train coming, Mr. Postmanchuk?
Oh, yeah, my
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, Brent Sanford. He was also the former mayor of Watford City, so he has some very interesting things to talk about, plus forecasting what the 2017 oil industry looks like in the Bakken. Plus Thomas Williamson, president of Chippewa Resources. Brian Kalk, former North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, now Director of Energy Systems Development at the EERC in Grand Forks. And Robert Arms talks about the current issue with the Western Area Water Supply, known as WAS, and how it's impacting the oil industry. Plus, MBI Energy Services is hiring and much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Five more things I'd like to ride. Tricycle, bicycle.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Hanging around.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Case in case, it was a good engineer, told the brakeman not to fear. Pour on the walk, shovel on the coal, stick your head out the window, see my driver's roll.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. State Capitol, talk to me a little bit about the transition as far as the culture and just being away from that heart of the Bakken oil there.
Well, it's not very far away from the heart when you're down here talking about budget. We just had a presentation yesterday, and basically 30% of the economy comes from out there, whether it's wages or tax revenues or employment. It's a large topic. It's the oil and energy has become very dominant in the state budget environment, state revenue environment, and it's something where things are picking up again in the West, and so I'm able to report that back, and I think that's going to be important going forward as we continue through this budget. The budget is challenging because we came through a pretty slow period in oil development for one thing, but also ag, and so you know, we're hoping to have a little bit of some positive news by the end of the year on both of those sectors. But energy looks like, you know, will be a better year than the year before. And, you know, the other thing I'd like to say is that, you know, in general, North Dakota is a small community when you only have 700,000 plus people. We're like a really big geographic sized city. And it's a lot of similarities and a lot of ties that bind and the more you go throughout the state, very similar concerns and goals. And so that part's been a little bit less of a learning curve than people would have expected, I guess. You know, but so it's going pretty well. And I hope to be able to bring that Western perspective to Bismarck, certainly, because it is a different perspective of how the economies work and the businesses, what type of businesses are there and how they work as well.
Without trying to get political or a hot button issue or anything like that, I'm not trying to do that. What I'm trying to do is point out that you said 30% of the revenue comes from the basically the oil industry. Was that an eye opener to some other people? Because to me, that would be, especially to the eastern side of the state, you know, that maybe doesn't understand the impact that the oil industry can have on the entire state. So when you say that, you know, 30% of the revenue comes from the oil industry, did that catch anybody off guard?
Our new commerce director was just in my office, and he was surprised by that number. But he's from Wahpeton, you know, and he's an entrepreneur. And Jay Schuler is a very successful entrepreneur, but he's from Wahpeton. He's from more of the ag sector, right? And it's something where I mean, we knew that coming from the West, that there was a lack of understanding, I guess, from anywhere east of Highway 83 of what the what the energy sector provided. And we saw historical data presented yesterday. It was Energy Day at the Capitol, so these numbers are fresh in my mind. So it is a pretty fresh topic, but the Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger presented historical information from 2007 as well. And so it's obviously become a larger percentage. And even in these down years, it was still a large percentage. So I guess that's the important part for people to see, that the base energy production from all the new oil wells that were drilled during the boom, it's holding us up, but it's still a high percentage. And going forward, the more wells that are drilled, that you keep that percentage or maybe even gain a little bit in the total pie.
You mentioned Jay Shuler, of course, giant seed company, very successful, Wapton, North Dakota. In fact, they're a very successful regional sunflower seed company. And, coming from the ag side of things, the agriculture industry does differ quite a bit from the oil and gas industry, doesn't it?
It does.
Ag industry, well, they got many different commodities that they can play prices with: corn, soy, sunflower, wheat, etc. The oil industry really has to kind of concentrate on one particular commodity, and that's known as oil. We're still pumping close to 1 million barrels a day. Are you hearing anything else about the oil and gas activity? Because from my perspective, I see close to 1 million barrels a day being pumped. I see that the Corps is still having some white trucks drive around and everything. And so it's still busy out there. It's just a different kind of busy in my perspective.
Well, the last 2 years has been a different kind of busy, but now it's getting back to the traditional busy. And that's quite a story. So I would suggest driving out there or calling some folks from the West to get some specifics, but we're already getting the warning calls from the employers out there of, hey, it's just like deja vu. Hey, where are the people going to come from? We have openings for 200 people. We have openings for 500 people. I mean, the fracking activity is picking up, and they're going to frack the ducts, and there's actually a drilling plan, and there's actually budget for 2017. So the comments are from the producers, from the oil producers, is this is going to be a good year in 2017. And the comments from service companies are, it's going to get crazy. We have more business on the books than we had in 2012 in the heat of it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brent Sanford, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
See my drivers roll. Take your head out the wind, see my drivers roll. Early one morning, said it'd be 4 days. Brakeman said you have to pay. Got no money but upon my shoes. Said I want to go west. Got the Milwaukee Blues.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Say, old Bill Jones said before he died, 5 more things I'd like to ride. Tricycle, bicycle, automobile, said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel. Said a bow-legged woman in a Ferris wheel.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Way down in Georgia on a train. Roads are getting muddy and the leaves are getting damp. Gonna catch me a freight train to leave this town. Cause the dole down the hobos just hanging around. Dole down the hobos just hanging around.
Now many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.